Good morning, Audio Boo. It is Saturday the 20th of June 2015. It's coming up to 10:30 in the morning and I am here in Great Yarmouth, Norfolk with Darren for the weekend. And of course, guide dog Zara. I had a good journey to Great Yarmouth last night, fortunately. The only delay, and yes, there was a bit of a delay, was at Norwich to Great Yarmouth. The train came into Norwich that was going to Great Yarmouth a bit late, which meant we left late. I mean, all right, it's not a big deal. It was only 5 minutes late leaving, but that's kind of not the point. It was meant to leave at 8:40 and it left at 8:45 at night, which is a bit of a pain. I mean, that would have been ideal had my train from London been delayed. But the train from London was not delayed, fortunately. Had a really nice guard on the London to Norwich train. There are some really very kind people around, I have to say. And she really is very nice, Emily. She recognised me. It's a bit scary because lots of people recognise me when I travel. Like staff-wise, I mean. Maybe some of the passengers do as well, in which case, oh dear. Because some of them you don't really want to be recognised by. I was actually on a refurbished train from London to Norwich, which was okay. They were, you know, they're very nice, but they did not have wireless capability. So it wasn't good. For some reason, their plug socket didn't work either. I don't know what that was all about. But yeah, they have PowerPoints now, and one of the ones I tried did not work. So good job, I was able to charge my phone up using my own battery pack, which is made by Anker. It's a bit bulky, which is what I don't like about it, and a little bit heavy, which I don't like about it. But it's very powerful and does a really good job. I can get quite a lot of charges out of it. And so that's handy. I'm having my nails and feet done today at Tranquil Times. And I'm tired today. I don't know why. Well, I suppose that could have something to do with the fact I went to bed very late last night. It's really annoying because sometimes I just don't want to go to bed. I don't feel tired enough. And there's nothing worse than tossing and turning when you can't sleep.
No, it's true. And, it is absolutely true.
And I don't know whether it's just because I had a long day and I needed to unwind, or whether it was just
notification. Stephen, ladies, if a man says he will pick
the phone, I need to. Bloody hell! I forgot to turn voiceover off.
Yeah, I've actually been known to get up at stupid o'clock and actually have some cereal and a cup of tea.
Well, I wouldn't do that, you see, because then that wakes me up. I have the problem where if I'm kind of nodding off or not, and I actually physically get up or speak to someone or whatever, and then I'm just totally awake again, so doesn't help. And the fact I'm a light sleeper probably doesn't help either, because then I hear everything and anything. I don't know whether it is because I'm really tired, you know, I was tired but not tired, if you see what I mean. And I don't know if it is to do with my melatonin levels. That, you know, that I find it hard sometimes to sleep. That's the unfortunate thing about being totally blind. You know, you don't appreciate the difference between day and night because you don't see it. Although I've still got my real eyes, so I think I may still get the light going into my brain. I don't know. Who knows? The brain is a very complex thing, really. Amazing the brain is, but it could be a very powerful tool, the brain. Cars outside. Don't really hear much around here, but although it's off of the main road.
Yeah, we're not far from the main road. It's true, I don't hear much. Which is good.
And one of the things I am amazed at up here is the lack of sirens. You don't hear many police and that sort of siren.
It's like, ooh, it's like a big event.
Oh, I don't know that it's a big event, but yeah. You don't really hear it much. And they don't seem to be around much.
No.
I mean, of course they are around, but you don't hear them sort of racing down the road.
Not every 10 minutes like you do in London.
Because whenever Darren comes down to London and hears them, he goes, ooh, you're nicked. It's like, okay, cool. To me, it's just an ordinary sound.
Yeah.
I don't worry about it.
Well, it was to me when I lived down there, but, you know, obviously things change, I guess, when you move places. And, you know, I mean, you thought this was quiet. You should see Belton.
I couldn't live in Belton. Belton's lovely. And it is. It's very nice. It's very, very peaceful. But it's okay to be there for a little while, knowing you don't have to live there. But I really don't think I could live there because it's back of beyond. For a blind person, it's not the best place to live, I don't think, because transport to and from Belton is not that good.
Not compared to here, no.
I mean, they do have bus routes, but they are not that frequent, and I don't know why, because although Belton is a village, there are lots around it, sort of in the neighbouring bits.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure why the lack of buses is like the way it is, because that's just weird.
You see, Belton's on a circular route, you see.
I know what it's like. Well, they're all on a circular route, but around here. But the point is that it's just, I mean, there, I don't know what it's like on a weekday, but certainly on a weekend, I think you only get 1 an hour.
No, I haven't looked for ages.
But it's okay if you have a car, but then if you have blind, you're not going to have a car, are you?
No.
I mean, I guess they chose to live there because it's nice and it's quiet and it's okay for them because they have a car, as in Darren's parents. And it is a nice place to live. I'm not saying it's not, but it's so quiet. I think it's too quiet. It's funny, and it could just be because I live in London, but I don't like it when I don't hear anything.
I was like that at first. It took me a few weeks to adjust, because you go to bed and you can hear
then you hear noises that probably don't even exist.
Well, more to the point, you hear noises that you didn't know you could hear before, and you think, what the hell is that? And it's absolutely nothing. You know, it's nothing important at all.
Yeah, but I like knowing there's people around. I mean, the biggest problem there, and I don't know if all the houses are like it in Belton, but certainly where your parents live, they're detached. Nobody would hear anything.
No.
So if there was a problem, you couldn't actually attract attention for, you know, to... I mean, look at the time your mum fell when you were staying there. You had to phone somebody. You couldn't just call out.
No, that's right.
Nobody would ever know.
No, that's it.
You know, I mean, you know, even your nan, when she was alive, had better communications with people than people have in Belton.
Well, yeah, because obviously, she had quite a nice little community around there, actually.
I mean, I know it's unfortunate nowadays because a lot of people don't know their neighbours, but, you know, when you're living in a place that's kind of detached and you have your own sort of... Well, it's almost like you're secluded from everything.
I think you'll find a lot of the rural communities still do have, like, still do get to know their neighbours a bit. It's not so much in the city, but certainly...
Well, I don't think they do in Belton, do they?
Yeah, people know each other, like Sylvie and Lynn Mick and...
Yeah, but anyway, I don't know.
I mean, certainly in Jaywick they know each other.
Jaywick, yeah. Sands. I like the name Jaywick. But every time you say Jaywick, I think of God's waiting ground, because that's what you call it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So I'm off to have my nails done today, which I'm looking forward to, and don't know what else. I need to get a few bits from Yarmouth.
Yep.
And I don't know what else, really.
Beat that Zoggles up, don't we?
She'll beat you up. Yeah. She will. She'll beat you up.
She always does.
Yes, yeah, she does. Yeah. She doesn't care if you do care. If you're going to speak on my booze, you need to speak louder, because I have been told that always be heard.
Yeah. I'll say, she don't care, does she? Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to bugger off. I nearly said something else then, and in that case, I wouldn't have been able to publish this boo.
Oh!
So I'll speak to you again soon. And this has been my Saturday update. Well, Saturday morning update.
Oh, yeah, I dare say we'll do other ones.
Yeah, I'll probably do some more. I don't know where and when and how, but anyway.
Well, the how is easy. You just press the record button.
Oh, very funny.
Well, you asked.
I didn't ask. Take your pills. Take the tablets. You'll be all right later.
Yeah, well, I'll take the ex-murderers in a minute.
Oh, dear. Moving on. Okay, I'm going to publish this boo and speak soon.
Pause recording. 46 minutes and 50 pause recording. Button.